my body is your sanctuary.
My body is your sanctuary.
Purifying like a God,
so am my people to say my body is your sanctuary.
My body,
my body is your sanctuary.
Our Lord, our God, King of glory, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for such a wonderful time as this. Lord, we have come to present ourselves before you. We ask, oh Lord, that you purify us today. We ask that you separate from us everything that is contrary to your vision, to your destiny for our lives, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh Lord, for the grace to separate ourselves from everything that is clinging to our destiny that is not of you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, today we are empowered to serve you. We are empowered to consecrate, to separate ourselves unto you, Lord. Lord, let there be healings today. Lord, let there be deliverance, oh Lord. Let that eyes be opened. Let that ear be opened, in the name of Jesus. Let salvation come to your children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus and have your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you please welcome the person next to you? Say you're welcome into the presence of the Lord. God has something wonderful for you today. Hallelujah. Please, my slide. We are teaching this morning on the topic consecrated unto the Lord. Consecrated unto the Lord. Beloved, consecration is just the heart of separating yourself unto the Lord. Separating yourself from the world unto God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to know that every one of us will experience separation at one point in time. It just depends on when you want to do it. When you want to do it, not if you will do it. Hallelujah. If you do it early, you will do it by your own volition. You will do it by your own mindset. But beloved, if you fail, if I fail to do it when I have the power to do it, there is an angel that will do it. We know Angel Michael, we know Angel Gabriel, we know angels, so many lovely angels. But have you heard of Azrael? Azrael is an angel, the angel of death. He's going to separate life from the body. And everyone will experience him at one point in time. You are hearing me today because you have the power. It is still within your power to do that selection, to do that separation, to do that consecration. A time will come, it will no longer be in your hands. When Azrael comes to visit, whether you want it or not, you will be separated from your body. Hallelujah. But today we are here to talk about this separation that is still within our powers. And what is that separation? Just setting yourself out, setting yourself aside for the service of the Lord It's a call, not just to any pastor, not just to any minister. It's a call for every humanity, a call for salvation. Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20 says that go ye, no name is put there. Go ye applies to you and I. And God says that he is with us all through. Hallelujah. When God calls you, he demands that you separate yourself unto him. He doesn't want you to just blend in. He doesn't want you to fit in. He wants you to stand out. When God calls you, he has not called you to blend in with your community. He has not called you to blend in with your society. He has called you to distinguish yourself for him. Let the world know who you stand for. Let the world know what you stand for. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, we love this verse, but we do not know that before we can be able to discern that which is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, you must first consecrate your heart. You must first separate your heart unto the Lord as a living sacrifice. A lot of us try to separate ourselves first before we consecrate ourselves. That is not possible. That is the reason why we fight. We struggle over a particular life pattern. We struggle over a particular sin because we are trying to separate ourselves before consecrating ourselves. God wants to have your heart first. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, it says that the words that you hear of me teach, he said, commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others. A lot of us want to teach. We want that ability to teach. But we do not know that faithfulness comes first before the ability. The Bible did not say commit it unto able people who shall be faithful. No, it said commit it unto faithful people who shall be able. When you consecrate yourself unto the Lord, you will have the ability to separate yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. The word holy means to separate yourself from sin. Beloved, if I ask you, are you holy? You would reserve yourself before you speak. Hallelujah. Holiness is a very simple thing. We are holy unto the Lord. Yes, are you struggling over a particular sin? Yes, you are perfecting yourself, but you are holy because you have made up your mind to separate yourself from it. Don't be scared when people ask you, are you holy? You are holy. And you can be holy. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, says that come out from amongst them, and ye, and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. A lot of us want to be received by God, but we do not want to separate ourselves from where we are. We do not want to leave those habits. We do not want to leave those characters that portray us, but we want to be accepted by God. Beloved, you need to separate yourself first. You need to abstain yourself from away from filthy things. Then you will be acceptable unto the Lord. Before God takes you to the next level, hallelujah. Before God takes you to the next level, he does something. He separates us. That period of separation might make us feel lonely. Beloved, you might feel lonely, but you are not alone. That process, that period is a period of separation. It's a period of preparation. It's a period where God is building something into you and God is trying to make you a perfect person. Hallelujah. Amen. There are three reasons why God would separate us. Hallelujah. There are three reasons why God is prompting us to separate ourselves from something. Hallelujah. God wants to separate us because first, He wants to equip us. He wants to equip us. He wants to load us up with all the necessary tools that we would need to accomplish the journey and the purpose for which we have been set aside. Every one of us do not necessarily require the same tools. If certain people are given certain grace, it's because those tools are useful for the calling upon their life. If you're not given the tool, beloved, you're not left alone. Search for the tool that has been deposited in you because everybody has been given a gift. Hallelujah. But we need to discover. Now, another reason is that God wants you to understand, distinguish His word, His voice. Hallelujah. God wants us to be able to distinguish His voice from the voice of man. Hallelujah. A lot of us are surrounded by voices. In our places of work, in our family, on the road, we have voices around us. Those voices are speaking negative. Those voices sometimes superimpose themselves upon the voice of God. But what are we supposed to do? God wants us to separate ourselves. You know, sometimes when we fast, we think we are fasting so that God will hear us. That's a very wrong thing. We fast to be able to position ourselves to hear God. Hallelujah. God is always speaking. So for us to be able to distinguish between the voice of God, the voice of man, you know, sometimes a lot of us are surrounded by the counsel of our fathers, the counsel of our mothers, the counsel of our friends, such that they beguile, they overshadow the counsel of God over our life. Some of us our life are dictated by what our parents told us. Oh, that's wonderful. The book of Proverbs says we know how David told Solomon. But the question is, those parents that superimpose their beliefs upon us, are their hearts redeemed by the word of God? Are they speaking the word of God to us? Some of us are the mother's counsel, the daughter, the father counsel, the son. Please, those words of counsel, are they by the word of God? Sometimes we need to differentiate good counsels from godly counsels. Some good counsels might help you for the now, but may have future consequences. But when the counsel is by the word of God, and you sometimes may not be able to distinguish except you separate yourself to reason, this good counsel, juxtapose it with the word of God. Does it align? If it does not align, be very careful. Know when God is speaking and when your heart or your mind is speaking to you. Another reason is for God to make us unrecognizable by the stigma that we have been known before. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible says, "And therefore, know we no man henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, though we have known Jesus before by the flesh, but now know we him no more that way." Beloved, you might have been known for a particular sin. You might have been known for a particular character. By the time God separates you, you will realize that you will no longer be known by that. Hallelujah. Amen. To be separated from God is hell. Oh, we've been talking about separate yourself from this habit. Separate yourself unto the Lord. What about when we choose to separate ourselves from God? What about when we choose to separate ourselves from God? There are several ways a lot of us have separated ourselves away from God. There are times that we feel pressured, and those pressures, instead of them to push us to the foot of the cross, sometimes these pressures push us away from God. But when we separate ourselves from the presence of God, then there is hell. Another name for hell is a place away from the presence of God. A life that is separated from God is a life of struggle. You struggle with who you are. You struggle with what you think you are, because the world begins to dictate to you when you are successful or when you are failed, because you have separated yourself. And what are you trying to do? You are trying to fit in to their plans. You are trying to fit in into their measurement. And let me tell you this, there's something that is actually in the world, but gathering momentum now. It's what they call the New World Order. It's not under eschatology, we can talk well about the New World Order, but it's a system that is going to be in operational very soon. But by the time it's fully in operational, by the grace of God, you and I will no longer be upon this earth. They are going to set a standard for humanity. Hallelujah. And I can tell you that these standards are not by the word of God. Beloved, instead of trying to fit in to the world standard, to the world standard are the one telling you when you have succeeded or when you have failed. That is not supposed to be. Instead of trying to fit in for them to, you think by having more money, that's when I can be successful. By having more houses, by having this and that, beloved, that is not so. Instead of you trying to fit in to the framework of man or of the world, why not ask God, where have you sent me? Where have you sent me? Where have you sent me? What have you asked me to do? Where is my ministry? Hallelujah. Beloved, Peter was not really Jewish, but he was given a mandate unto the Jews. You see that in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. You might not be from a particular line, and God may ask you to minister there. You might not be from this particular tribe, and God may have sent you to this particular tribe. You might not be of this particular setting, and God may ask you to minister there. Beloved, in the book of Acts chapter 23 verse 6, we see that Paul himself was a Pharisee and was also sent to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. God can send you where he desires to send you. But the question is, have you come to ask God, what exactly am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to be? You see, when you are in what God asks you to do, that is when you can measure before God whether you are successful or not. It's not by the number of attainment or achievement on earth that will tell you that you have been successful. Once you start the journey of the purpose where you have been sent to Oxford, the purpose where you have been sent to the United Kingdom, a lot of us think that we are in this church by accident. We are not in this church by accident. We are not in the United Kingdom by accident. There is a divine setting that God has orchestrated. Now, let's look at this. How can I separate myself unto God? I want to really separate myself unto God. I want to start fulfilling. I want to consecrate myself so that God can receive me. When God receives me, God protects me. When God protects me, He empowers me. When I can succeed, Pastor, how can I separate myself unto God? First, it begins from the heart. You have to desire it. You have to prepare your heart. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says that we should keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it begins the issue of life. That is where heart, where life begins. Hallelujah. Guide your heart. Make sure your heart is ready. If your heart is not ready, you will separate yourself today. You go back tomorrow. You separate yourself today. But once you are resolute from the heart, once you have made up your mind from your heart, that is the beginning. God doesn't act for your habit first. Beloved, we said something about Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, that you cannot separate yourself from all those habits. You cannot determine what is good and perfect except you have first sanctified your heart. God will not ask you to drop a habit first. Leave the habit. The habit will drop by itself when your heart is right unto the Lord. Deal with your heart first. Then you will, the power and the grace for separation will be impacted into you. But you need to begin first with your heart. Then the second thing that you need to do is that when your heart is sanctified by the Lord, when your heart is separated unto the Lord, you realize first that it will start appearing, it will start manifesting by the transformation of your character. It is seamless. Once your heart is right with the Lord, you realize that the way you speak will change. The way you treat people, the way you talk to people will change. The people around you, the people that you have authority over, the people that are your mates, your parents, your boss, how do you talk to them? Sometimes the way you treat people is not really a reflection of the people's attitude, but the reflection of your sanctification. When you talk to people with dignity, it's not because they deserve it. It's because of the life that you carry. When you talk to people in a bad way, it's not because of the wrong that they have done. It's also a reflection of your individuality. Hallelujah. So you watch also what you give yourself to. It will reflect in what you entertain and what you tolerate. The Bible says that let no corrupt communication proceed out of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three is separation in relationship. Remember, it starts from your heart, then it enters your character. When it enters your character, then the kind of association that you keep will also begin to reflect the separation that happened to your heart. Who you connect with will begin to shape who you become. Hallelujah. There's a saying in my place that any goat that walks with dog will eat feces. That it also applies spiritually. When you begin, the Bible says that those that walk with the wise will become wise. But when you walk with fools too, they dissipate. You contact foolishness by walking with fools. Hallelujah. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You know what a yoke is? A yoke is that which is tied to the neck of the cows that they use to plow or they pull goods. Hallelujah. When two cows are yoked together, they will go the same direction. Hallelujah. If you are yoked with a successful person, it will drag you onto the path of success. If you're yoked with a wise person, they drag you in the direction of wisdom. If you're yoked with a righteous person, they drag you in the direction of righteousness. And if you're yoked with someone that is perishing, Lord, have mercy for that life. Hallelujah. When you have separated, sanctified God in your heart, and it has affected your character, and you have separated, you have sieved your association, then we go into the next stage of your daily walk and your daily walk for the Lord. Hallelujah. Holiness is not just on Sunday that we come and we become pious and everything. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible says that they carefully observed Daniel to see any fault. If there's any fault, they can see in the way he conducts his life, and they found none. If those kind of examination is done concerning me, concerning you, will they find fault? The Bible says that in Colossians chapter 3 verse 27, but verse 23, it says that whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Every time you live your life, live it as unto the Lord, not as unto the pastor. You're not going to give account to the pastor. You're not going to give account to your leaders. You're going to give account unto the Lord. Even let your business, the business that you conduct, your daily sales, let it bring forth honesty. Let your separation, let your righteousness affect your business. Some of us will say, oh, let's put business aside. I will put Bible aside and let this is business. No, everything becomes a part of it. Your business should reflect that righteousness. Your business, everything that you do. Even if you say, oh, I'm not doing business, you are employed. Let excellence reflect in your effort. Let them know that something has happened to you. Let faithfulness be your portion in any responsibility that you are assigned to. One day, recently, I was talking with the ushers. I told them about good stewardship. You are going to give account of your service in the house of the Lord. Make sure the account is good. Separation also in finances and possessions. Once you are separated unto the Lord, it affects your finances. First thing you will know is that this wealth belongs to God in the first place. Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth belongs. If you are separated unto the Lord, you will not be attaching yourself to materialism. Wealth will not be the total thing that controls you. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If your treasure is in God, your heart will be in God. Hallelujah. Let it affect your generosity. Become more generous. Let it affect your tithe, your giving. Let it affect how you help others. Avoid greed. Because a new person has emerged. And above all, be content. You can never have enough. You can never be rich until you are content first. You cannot be sufficient until you are content. Don't let this money serve. Don't let this money replace God. Let this money serve in the purpose of God for your life. As we conclude this morning, a separated life is a life that is called unto consecration. It's a life that is called unto consecration. We have been saying separate. It's a life that is consecrated unto the Lord. Living a separated life unto God is not about perfection. Beloved, it's not because we are so holy, we're so pure, everything. It's a life of ownership and direction. Is God the owner of your life? And is he the one directing your life? The whole essence of separation unto the Lord is to give yourself completely unto the Lord. God begins to own you. And because he owns you, he takes complete control. He takes complete preeminence over your life and he directs you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand up and pray. Remember, we said when we started that it is still in our powers to choose to separate ourselves from certain things. It is in our powers because there's life in our body. Today's message is to appeal to us to kindly, if you have something in your life that you are holding on to or that is holding on to you, and that thing is not righteous. Beloved, I am appealing to you today to separate yourself from those things. To do away with those things, or that thing will do away with you. It's an appeal to those that will hear and will change their heart. But it is a warning unto those that will postpone it. Because when they postpone it, and Azrael takes charge, he will not consider your decision. Let's bow down our heads and talk to God. Let's crown to the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, set my heart apart for you. Cleanse me, renew me, and empower me to live a holy life that honors your name." Let's talk to God. Father, empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord, to separate myself unto you, Lord. Cleanse me in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, may my thoughts, choices, relationships, and daily actions reflect that I belong fully to you in the name of Jesus. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Say, "Father, let my life reflect that I am completely yours in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to separate myself from everything that is filthy, for everything that is unclean. Help me, Lord, to give myself totally. Lord, as I give myself to you, Father, help me, empower me, strengthen me, direct me in the name of Jesus." Father, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.